she was murdered.
What's up, my dudes?
Welcome back. This is not a monster, not a boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Les.
And we got the fucking giggles today, all right?
And it's my turn. I got something spooky for ya. It's the season that we all love and adore.
I love just the chipperness.
Imagine
of this
pumpkins.
Episode.
I know. It's like my Christmas, honestly. It's
pumpkin
like
spice
our
lattes
Christmas
are back.
That's just the leaves changing.
I'm just a little sad bitch.
Sad bitch holiday.
Yeah, we're all about to get seasonal depression. It's going to be
you.
Fucking awesome.
But not for the, like, two glorious weeks in October.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm bringing some cultural folklore up in this bitch. Some spooky, horror-themed cultural folklore.
Folklore.
Which folklore. Folklore. which I tried to find sources that are specifically members of those cultures that are very sound about these myths. They're
Thank
not too
you.
Serious. They're lighthearted, but still, if you have any corrections, like, please do. I just did a ton of research, literally looks at pictures, and I'm like, oh no, I'm scared now. There's a couple in here that really freak me out. So,
hell yeah.
Also, please only chime in if you are really knowledgeable on those things,
yeah,
or from that culture.
Yeah, or have anything else to add to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so imagine you are walking home from school alone because it's just a 30, you know, 45 minute walk home from school. So your parents, you know, think you'll make it home safe. You do this pretty consistently, only today you don't want to do the full 45 minute walk. You want to go on a shortcut. Because it's shorter, plus it's through the city and maybe you can get a snack. Anyway, all so, right, you know, you're on your own path. As you're walking and waiting for a traffic stoplight, you see a woman next to you. She's got really long hair, super dark hair.
Nope.
You know, call it out if you know it. It's like being
I don't
I'm just
like
kidding.
It.
She's wearing a surgical mask, which at this time in our lives, everyone could be wearing a surgical mask.
Is this from
really
Japan
freaked
or Korea?
Me out. Yes, Japan,
okay,
and Korea. Anyway, she has a surgical mask, and she's like talking to you. She's like, "Do you think I'm beautiful?" And you, like, don't really hear it, so you just kind of walk on your way. But then you notice she's following you. So you give her some time.
No!
She asks, "Do you think I'm beautiful?" And you say,
"Yes, bitch, go away."
Exactly. And she's like, "Even like this?" And removes her mask. And it's a fucking giant glass glow smile cut from ear to ear, gashed. And you fucking like, what the fuck? You try to run away, and you run kind of far, but then, boom, she's at the end of the alley where you were trying to run down, and she has a pair of surgical scissors, and she's going to stab you to death.
Oh, great.
This is the story of the slit-mouthed woman in Japan.
Terrifying. Have you ever heard? Have you heard?
I think I have.
It's been
okay,
covered in movies before, obviously.
I'm a sad anime bitch. So first of all,
yeah,
y'all
it's
need to know that
a ton of anime.
I watch a lot of anime, and therefore I also was like, I'm gonna go to Japan, and I was one of those kids that was like, I'm just gonna study Japan religiously so I can live there. So if you tell me a story, my dork ass is probably gonna know it.
They have like hundreds of these types of horror folklore in
yeah,
Japanese
a lot of
culture.
It, I and like I feel like this extends even to like horror movies
yeah.
that come from Japan.
Definitely.
It's not action packed. It's not any of that shit. It's just unsettling. It's unsettling and has images that you're not going to forget. They get burned into your head. So I appreciate that horror significantly more because it's so much about the suspense and
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
true
you're disturbing.
Truly your life is fucked from then on.
It's disturbing. If you ever watch those horror movies, definitely. This
Please
one is like super old. Probably one of the most popular,
no.
popular ones that they. Oh, yeah, I've seen Ju-on. It's fucking creepy.
Terrifying. Would recommend.
Yeah. And she has a name in Japanese that I don't want to try to butcher. So, anyway. Yeah, she's really old. And, like, it freaks me out because I hate the fact that everyone around us is wearing masks. And now anytime anyone asks me something on the street, it would be like, get away from me.
Just leave me alone.
So
please don't kill me.
Yeah. This is sort of the story. Like, most Japanese ghost stories, if they die in a really terrible way, they're most likely going to come back to haunt you. her name comes from the deep bloody gash which runs across her face, grinning from ear to ear. Yeah. Anyway, origins of this tale are said to date back all the way to the Heian period, roughly 1,200 or 800 years ago. So she's pretty ancient, which this one is kind of different from some of the ones I've read previously because, you know, usually they have like some sort of purpose like, oh, you don't want to, what's like one of ours? Like if you go out too late or the boogeyman, you know, they have like purposes to scare kids.
Right.
But this like scared everyone and people thought it was real, which we still aren't certain that it is.
Right.
Isn't real. So people think that she died back then. She was cheating on a really famous samurai warrior and he killed her and gave her that cut and was just like, imagine if anyone's going to think you're beautiful now, basically.
Well,
apparently he got so fucked up over the guilt and stabbed himself to death. But she still haunts frequently, apparently. Last sightings have been seen in 2007 in Korea.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah, no thank you.
I'm good.
No, thank you.
She was semi-well-known, a semi-well-known figure, but resurfaced having appeared in December 1978, where children in Japan and locals were terrified having seen this woman. She made a ton of headlines. Yeah, one kid, so I guess in 1978, there was this kid who saw her that didn't even get stabbed. He was just afraid to death, and his neck was broken. And I guess he was, like, still kind of alive, and he whispered her name, basically, to the people who got her, yeah, which is him, which is super strange. But, like, so people were actually, like, afraid of her. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. The
absolutely
streets,
not.
No. Mm-mm. Because now it's like, and she was actually really attractive, you know, and doesn't look that far off from like your average person on the sidewalk. So could you imagine how many people look like her too? And you're just like,
skeptical of everyone.
Mm-mm. The streets of Japan were haunted by this dangerous woman. A woman with long black hair. She would wear a white surgical mask over her mouth, and she must have been in her late 20s, early 30s. She would approach children and ask them the question. And people have like made up games and stuff for this. Like if you tell her, you're supposed to make her confused. Like, I don't know, throw something at her. Is like, I don't know what you look like. And then it gives her a second to run away. Mm-hmm. Apparently she really hates pomade, the hair gel.
Like hair.
So just because of her husband, the ex that killed her apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was even like people were having their children escorted after school to make sure that they got home safe because of her. Yeah. And there's a professor who offers one theory of origin for this particular legend. Around 1978, a rumor circulated that an old woman in a farming family in the town of Yaotsu in Gifu spotted a woman with a notorious mouth slit in her garden.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Hell no, I'd freak out.
Yeah, there were even coroner reports found that fed fuel to the belief that the slit-mouthed woman was real. A coroner found a report with photos of a woman who fit the physical description of the legendary woman and had similar injuries, but she died in a car accident in the 1970s. So people were just like, could be her too. They think it's a reincarnation ghost that comes up every once in a while.
Interesting.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Like, yep. Power in the ancient, though.
Yeah.
There's power in the ancient, and also just the culture is so saturated in spiritualism.
Yes.
That it's one of those things, like, if you believe in it, you're going to make it happen.
In
like,
South
almost
Korea,
manifestation.
She was seen chasing small children around.
Yeah. No.
It's weird. Yeah.
Mm. No, thank you.
Yeah. So that was number one.
Spooky ookie.
Second, Yasuyatire. I might be pronouncing that wrong. But it's Jassy Jatir. Have you guys heard of him?
Mm-mm.
He's also fucking spooky. Favor and word to a wise. Do not look him up on the internet, especially Janae.
He's an old man?
He's like a child that looks like an old man.
No. Absolutely not.
Yes.
Nope.
He
oh,
is
that gave me
a
an image that I don't like.
Sleep demon.
Ew.
No.
Or
if
actually,
sleep paralysis demon turns into that, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass.
No, it's not a sleep paralysis demon. He's actually like Lord of the Siesta. He's from Uruguay.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
Wait, can I meet this man?
Well, imagine you are a little kid, and it's Saturday afternoon. Mom and Dad are still at work, still have to work today, but you get the day off from school. So you have 1 or 2 hours during the day where they're going to come home, and you're actually going to be alone because they're going to sleep. This story is used to make sure kids fall asleep during that time or don't leave the house. Okay. Yeah, so this kid, if he finds you in the forest during this hour, it's like a bunch of mythology around it that like he might find you and kill you.
Sounds like a gnome.
It's like a gnome. Yeah, it's very much like a gnome. But it's like a blonde, even described as beautiful sometimes.
Hmm. Beautiful old little man baby.
Yes.
Demon.
Directly translated. Yeah, basically a demon. As a little piece of the moon.
Oh, I like that.
Cute. Yeah, sometimes he's good. Sometimes he's not so good. One of the 7 cursed children of Tau and Karina, Jassy Tatir is one of the most important legends among Guarani speaking cultures of South America, especially in Paraguay. He's unique amongst his brothers because he doesn't have a monstrous appearance. So sometimes people see him and they don't get very scared. But there's a lot of times where people see him and it's on camera.
What do you mean?
It's on camera? What?
Sometimes people spot him and they have pictures of him.
No.
I
want
to look it up now.
It's scary.
Look it up.
No, last time I did that, you made me watch the videos of the rake and I wanted to throw up.
I still need to talk about the rake.
Yeah, he's usually described as being a small man or perhaps a child with light blonde hair and sometimes blue eyes. He's fair in appearance and carries this magical wand staff with him, which is said to, if you grab that from him, you disable his powers.
So he's the Ice King, but his thing
just
is
fucked up.
Staff.
You're coming up and stealing some guy's walking stick.
You're like, hey, give me that.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Most versions of the story are less fair. Commonly, Jassy Jatir takes in trans children back to a cave where he puts out their eyes and imprisons them for an untold amount of time.
Just for not taking a fucking nap.
Yeah, right.
This is excessive, you guys.
It's like, behave.
Fair enough.
Sustaining them with wild fruits and berries until they become like feral wild animals.
Nice.
Yeah. So finally, third but not least. Yeah, that's that one. It's not very long.
Terrifying though.
Weird.
So now there's just feral children running in the forest?
Yeah, he I think is much, much similar to a leprechaun.
No.
I hate that.
He's not a children. Maybe he's a man.
It sounds like a leprechaun. Like, now that you said that.
Ew, no. Yeah, and that gives me the creeps.
Or maybe a fairy?
That's what I thought. Yeah, well, he is related to, like, treasures, too, sometimes.
Okay, so he's a fae.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense why he's so goddamn mischievous.
He's a rascal.
Have you heard of this next one today? Black Annis? Also Black Annie, Black Anna.
Uh-uh.
Cat Anna. She's basically like the OG witch of all time.
Ooh,
I would say. Okay. Well, no, in British culture, at least. She's from British folklore. And like Irish and Scottish descendants.
Maybe I have heard this.
I'll know when you start talking about it,
if I know it or not.
The Church of St. Mary de Castro nearby Lancaster Castle are said to be haunted by the vicious Black Annis. But is her story true or a gruesome myth? Let's see. Black Annis is referred to by a number of other names. Black Anna, Black Annie, Black Agnes. County folklore describes Black Annis as an old blue-faced woman with one eye.
Yeah.
You've heard of her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her dwelling was a cave in the low-lying Dane Hills on the outskirts of Lancaster. Annis is supposed to have clawed the cave out with the sandstone rock using naught but her long and very sharp nails. She crouches in an oak tree to stalk and prey on children. It is said that she would drink the children's blood until they were completely drained and eat their flesh. She would then drape the flayed skins of her victims out and to soak onto the oak's branches. Really creepy.
Weird.
Like, and I think, like,
why?
She doesn't have really a background story. It's said to be a witch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like weird to me that all of these are like children. I know you said that mm-hmm. at the beginning of the episode, but yes. it's like a lot of these folklore stories are rooted in like, you better behave or this thing's going to fucking murder you.
Maybe yeah. it's because it's true.
Maybe.
It could be a warning and we're just not taking it seriously.
Yeah. True. Maybe you true. Should be scared because there are monsters like this out there.
Oh, yeah.
The That's one time where it is a monster and a boogeyman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Some creature from another place.
Goblins.
She wore a sewn skirt from the skins of her human prey.
Yeah.
Gross. As she also preyed on animals, local shepherds would blame her for her lost sheep and hunger. Yes. Many a generation of Lancaster's youth, if they were either naughty or out after dark, were told, watch out, she's going to get you. By the late 19th century, her cave was filled up with earth. A housing estate built just after the First World War now covers the area, said to be haunted.
Hell no.
No.
A 19th century eyewitness said the cave was 4 to 5 feet wide, her cave, mm-hmm. 7 feet long and having a ledge of rock for a seat running along each side. A tunnel was said to connect Black Anna's Bower, which is where she stood, with Lancaster Castle, and she had the free run of the length.
What the fuck, dude?
It's weird.
The Dane Hills lies 2 miles from the city center of Lancaster, where by way of Glenfield Road. This area is now built up, but it was previously a wasteland consisting of a series of low sandstone hills. It is here the small 10-foot cave was locally known as Black Owl's Bower. It is likely that Annie's Tale existed in the 15th century, and the woman's lives became part of folklore. She's said to be like a reincarnation of this nun, the first Dominican nun, and that's why she was so like angry and mean and wore black all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But that person died in 1455, which who knows why there were rumors about that nun. Really creepy.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Yes. The second woman that she's probably associated with is someone who foretold some king's death. Another witch.
Oh, yeah. They were like, oh, a witch? Must yep. be evil.
So others a woman? Believe that
evil.
She was a reincarnation of the goddess Anu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that version, she's actually very good. Mm-hmm. You know, makes prosperous land associated with fertility and abundance. But apparently, and of course it's rooted in racism.
Of course.
Why is it not?
Her tribe is said to have invaded Ireland, which is probably why she has this like dark connotation as a witch. Yeah, the evacuee claimed that Annis's howling could be heard as far as 5 miles away. When Annis ground her teeth, the sound was so loud that all the people had to lock their doors
that
for some reason.
That made me uncomfortable.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I could, like, hear it.
I think that's what they hear when she's, like, around haunting the area.
Like, I don't know why that just reminded me of, like, when you're saying it's, like, how you know that she's around with La Llorona.
Yes.
It was, like, if the howling sounds like it's far away, she's actually really close.
She does
really?
That, too.
And if she's, if it sounds really close, she's far away.
That's interesting.
I can't get over the teeth grinding, either.
No, it makes me really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I hate that noise, though. Anyway.
Yeah. Like, but we scoff at this, and then you wonder, but, like, people literally didn't have glass windows in that day because of that reason.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people would, like, tie witch herbs and stuff just to make sure she didn't come.
Yeah.
Her ghost was still haunting them.
Oh.
And they even, like, only had, they closed their windows because it said that her long arms would grab your baby.
No. Leave my baby alone.
This is why they only had one small window on the cottages.
Oh, okay.
She would haunt them.
Yeah. Interesting.
Annis was said to be very tall with a blue face with long white teeth. Other descriptions say that her teeth were really yellow, and she only had one eye. But all agree her face was hideous and blue.
Fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm. Short, but spooky.
So spooky.
I hated that one the most so far.
Yeah, it's just the teeth grinding that's really getting to me, man. Like,
ugh.
I would die if I saw the slit-mouthed woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
That. Curious about the little leprechaun man we talked about.
No, you're not. Middle.
No, you're not. I want to know what he looks like.
I don't know. The moment we said fae, I'm like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
You don't fuck with fairies, man.
No, he might eat you.
I just want to look
Soul
at
fairies.
Him.
Soul fairies.
Don't follow him if he steals your treasure.
Well, no. I wouldn't follow a leprechaun either. It'd freak me out.
Yeah, he's said to have a very magical whistle also, if you hear it in your sleep.
Ew.
No.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Thanks, I hate it. I'm good.
Yup.
Man, we should do more like these, though. I really like these folklore ones because you learn about another culture and it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy which one each one derives, right?
Yeah.
And why they go back so far and how people, like, literally change their lives to go about it.
Yeah. It's also interesting how, like, similar things are in other cultures, yes. You know? Mm-hmm. And it's so,
which,
like,
makes you think, like, is it the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Things get reincarnations all the time.
That's true, but, like, maybe it's just the same thing in a different
just
place.
Being exactly. Seen somewhere else.
Or we're calling it something else.
Yeah.
It's possible. I know someone who's heard the Llorona cry.
Yeah,
oh,
me too.
God.
She, like, shat her pants and couldn't move.
Yep.
She was petrified.
Yep.
But, yeah, people would even smell the flesh burning from Annis's house.
Ugh.
I wonder if that's what, like, Hansel and Gretel's based on.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. A rendition.
Oh, yeah, and, like, with the rake, like, now we're calling it the rake, and people are like, oh, it's a creepypasta. But if you go back, that same sort of thing has been seen all the way back to, like, pre-Columbus times.
What's the rake?
Terrifying.
I'll talk about it. But
these fucking long fingers.
Yeah, long fingers. People have, like, caught images of him on, like, security cameras. So, and, like, actual ones, not that one picture that goes around. But also, there's also, like, a paranormal thing, and it's, like, a phenomenon a lot of kids have, where, I don't know if you guys have ever done it, but, like, when you're in a car, did you ever pretend that somebody was running alongside the car outside
no.
when you were a kid?
Yes.
I did, too. So did Lucy,
yeah.
my cousin, and she thought that she could also see it jumping mirror to mirror to try and get to my grandmother in her sleep. And we all describe the same thing.
Yeah.
So they think it's a phenomenon where he could be an actual creature that children are more sensitive to.
That's fucking disgusting, and you should talk mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah, Jossie Jatir is only visible to children.
Children are extremely sensitive. They have powers that we lose as adults.
Yeah.
If you want to go, like, the spiritual route or just, like, the metaphysical route, children are so sensitive to these things that they could be real, and we just can't see them now.
Children also have an openness that adults don't have.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of why they are so sensitive to
magic
things.
Magic is a thing.
Yeah. This is so fucking interesting. We should do more like this.
Yes.
Me the spooks.
Yeah. Fucking scary. It's spooky time. Like, it's not spooky time 24/7 on this fucking podcast anyway.
God, kids.
Come tell us about some interesting folklore from your culture on our Instagram. Not a boogeyman.
That would be wicked.
If you have Patreon or want to join our Patreon, you can give us stories on there and you might get a little highlight or a little bit of a longer episode dedicated to you if you got those stories.
Yes.
I would love to read your story on here.
Please.
And you can give us ideas for episodes on there too.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you haven't already, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. It helps other people find our podcast and laugh and cry and get angry with us. So
you can get sad and happy and angry with other people if you tell people about us.
Heck yeah. So do that. Or you can also send us an email to tell us your stories and folklore from your culture at notamonsternotaboogeyman@gmail.com. Come back next week. I don't know what Naomi will be giving you, but it'll be great because it always is.
Sad shit, as per usual.
Back to the Depresso episodes.
I mean, unless you want to hear about the rake, you can let us know about that on Instagram.
Ooh, yeah. There you go.
Do you want depressed or the rake?
Is the depressed a true crime case?
Yes.
Okay. Well, come back next week to find out what we're talking about. Bye.